AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The White House is pausing federal grants and loans beginning today. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the funding freeze is necessary.
It is the responsibility of this president and this administration to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars. That is something that President Trump campaigned on. That's why he has launched DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, who is working alongside OMB. And that's why OMB sent out this memo last night, because the president signed an executive order directing OMB to do just this.
Court battles are imminent, and New York's Democratic Attorney General plans to ask a Manhattan federal court to block President Trump's moves. Michigan Senator Gary Peters says it's time to turn over the reins so he won't be seeking a third term in 2026. The decision is a surprise. It again poses a challenge for Democrats, who will be forced to defend an open seat in the battleground state for the second straight election cycle. Deportation flights from the U.S. to Colombia have resumed.
That's following a dispute between the two countries that nearly led to a trade war. Two Colombian Air Force planes carrying more than 200 migrants were expelled from the U.S. and landed at Bogota's International Airport. One Colombian national who was deported, Wolfram Vazquez, says they were boarded on a plane in chains with no food. They were handcuffed to the vehicle, and when they arrived to a Colombian plane, the handcuffs were removed so officials wouldn't see the inhumane treatment they had gone through. The diplomatic drama, which began over the weekend, provided clues on how Donald Trump's new administration would deal with countries standing in the way of its immigration policies. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Sean Duffy has been confirmed as Transportation Secretary. The vote in the Senate was 72 to 22. This is AP News. Russian officials have visited Syria for the first time since the ouster of the Assad regime.
Russia's state news agency reports a delegation of Russian officials have arrived in Damascus. It's the first such visit to Syria since the fall of former President Bashar Assad in a rebel offensive in December. Assad is an ally of President Putin and sought refuge in Russia after being ousted. Syria's new authorities have not cut relations with Moscow or forced an exit of Russian troops, but it's been reported that a contract with a Russian company to manage a port was canceled. The Russian delegation is expected to hold talks with Syria's de facto leader and the foreign minister. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
X is teaming up with Visa to soon offer a system for real-time payments on the social media platform. X says Visa is the first partner for the platform's X Money Account service, which is set to launch later this year. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.